Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another daily inspiration. In Colossians, the third chapter, the Apostle Paul shares these words with us. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Here the Apostle Paul admonishes us to seek those things which are above. Pursue those things which are above. And then, he says, set your affection on those things. Well, what are those things which are above? What exactly was he talking about? You remember Jesus made a similar statement in his ministry here when he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Well, I believe that there would be a number of correct answers to the question of what are those things which are above, and what was he talking about? It seems to me that Jesus, at an early age, discerned that he was here to do his Father's will. You remember when he was 12 years old, his parents had gone to Jerusalem. And when they left to go home again, they thought that he was in the company of friends with them and traveled toward home. But after they had been gone a day or two after leaving Jerusalem, they realized he was not with them after all. And so they returned to Jerusalem and found him in the temple speaking to the priests and the doctors of the law. And his mother said to him, she said, son, where were you? I'm using my own words here now. And he said, wished ye not that I must be about my Father's business? I was here in Jerusalem. And he realized at that early age that he was to do the will of God, his Father, that had sent him. I think that's a remarkable statement there. Jesus knew, he discerned at that early age, that he was here to do his Father's will. He was seeking those things which are above. He was seeking those things which were heavenly. He was seeking to do the will of God, his Father. Well, I believe that's part of that's one of the correct answers to those questions, that what does it mean to seek those things which are above? We need to be also busy about the work of God our Father, building up the kingdom of God, seeking first his righteousness, doing his will. I realize that some of you might say, well, we have a living to make. We have a family to raise. We have things to do, and that's true. That's right, we do. I believe sometimes we get our priorities mixed up, though. We need to see things from the right perspective. I believe many times we have the mindset that we have our life to live, we have the responsibilities of our job, of making money to raise our family, to provide for them, and that's right and good, and to provide for them in every way. And then I believe, though, sometimes that becomes our first and foremost mindset, and then we try to fit God in around those things that we do here on earth, the earthly things. And, you know, that's the wrong approach. Our approach and mindset needs to be that we seek first those things which are above. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, Jesus said. And then we fit around Christ. We fit around kingdom building the other things that we need to do, raising a family, providing for them, and doing those things, the earthly things, must be fitting around our life, living for Christ and building up the kingdom of God. So how do we walk that out? What does that mean? How do we seek those things which are above? How do we set our affection on things above? How do we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness? Well, what does that mean? How do we do that? And again, I think there would be a number of correct answers to that. But I believe that there are in some of the ways that we can do that as we build the kingdom of God would be to, first of all, seek and pursue and build a close relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. A loving, vibrant relationship with Jesus Christ. And when we do that, when we pursue that, that is seeking those things which are above. Then as we not only pursue that relationship with Christ, it goes beyond that in where we seek to build each other up. Those of the body of Christ, whether it is the body at large or whether it's the local body in the church that you're in, where we seek to come alongside of one another and encourage one another and build each other up and bless one another and support one another and pray for one another and reach out to those who are hurting and bless them and help them and encourage them and come alongside of them and help them in their journey. All those things, we call it one anothering, are ways to build the kingdom of God, to seek those things which are above. And it's not pursuing our own life and our own selfish interests, but rather it's those things that build the body of Christ. Doing those things that are building up the kingdom of God. And that's where we need to set our affection, on those things that are above. Setting our affection on things that are not on things on the earth. Let's not be setting our affection on material gain and material things and all the things that we can get out of life, but we need to set our affection on those things that build the kingdom of God. When we leave this life here and stand before the God of heaven on judgment day, it's not going to matter one bit how much money we had here. It's not going to matter how big of a farm we had or how much my annual income was, none of those things matter. But it's what we've done to build the kingdom of God that's going to matter. So set your affection on things above. Pursue those things. And let God add to our lives the things that are necessary for life. We need to, first of all, set our affection on those things which are above. Remember, Jesus also said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And that's a good question to ask us, is where is your treasure? Where is your heart? Is it on earthly things or on heavenly things? So the Apostle Paul gave us some good admonition here. Set your affection on things above. Why? Well, we're dead. Dead to sin. We're to be not only dead to sin, but dead to all those things that are pleasing to the flesh. And reckon that our life is hid with Christ in God. So, our life is truly hid with Christ in God. We are going to set our affection on things above, not on the things of the earth. When your life is hid with Christ in God, it changes your perspective. It changes your outlook on life. It's beautiful how all these things fit together here. If we are risen with Christ, he says, seek those things which are above. Well, if your life is hid with Christ in God, you will seek those things which are above. Amen, Paul. Those are good words. Good words for us today. Good words for us to think about this week. Well, God bless your day. Yes, seek those things today which are above. As you are with others at your church, or maybe you'll be visiting someone today at someone's house as a guest there for lunch or dinner tonight, whatever. What is your conversation going to be like today? Is it going to be on those things which are above, or is it going to be on those earthly things? Seek those things which are above. Set your affection on things that build the kingdom of God. Amen. God bless you.